It is graduation season. Most of us either know somebody in our family or extended family who is graduating high school or college in the coming days. Now, I've never been invited to give a commencement address, but if I was invited, these are the words that I would share. In 2012, at the MIT commencement, Salman Khan addressed the class. Salman Khan created the Khan Academy, which creates educational videos and distributes them online for free so that everyone can receive an education. And so he stood at the podium that May in 2012, and he said this. He said, "Let's look into the future in the year 2062. And he said, "This is what you would wish for. You would wish that you would have spent more time with your children. You would wish that you said 'I love you' to your spouse more frequently. You would wish that you used the skills and talents of yourself to make the world a better place. You would wish that you told your parents before they passed how much you truly appreciated them." And then he said, out of nowhere, a genie appears and says, "I've been listening to you. I've been listening to what you said about your regrets, and I'm going to give that wish back to you." And all of a sudden, you find yourself back in your seat at graduation at your 20 years old or something like that. And you're allowed to love and laugh and live again. And he said, "I am excited for you graduates. I am excited that you are going to live life like it is a second chance. You are going to live life like it is a second chance." Now, I don't know if Salman Khan had Parshat Bahalotecha for his bar mitzvah, but he found the message, or we find his message, in our parsha this morning. We read about Pesach Sheni, a holiday that is definitely not widely observed today because we do the regular Pesach. But Pesach Sheni is a second Passover. Why? While the Israelites were traveling in the desert, some of the Israelites became impure through contact with a corpse, a dead body, or by being bederech rechoka, on a journey, on a far-off journey. Not a physical journey, but far off on a spiritual journey, that they've taken some detours and left the place where they should have been spiritually. And therefore, they are not allowed to offer the Passover sacrifice, and they complain to God. They say, "Lama nigara levilti hakriva korban Adonai? Why are we prohibited to offer the Passover sacrifice at its appointed time? Why are we excluded?" And God thinks for a moment and he says, "You're right. I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm going to give you Pesach Sheni. 1 month after the Passover holiday, you too will offer the Passover sacrifice. You will eat it with matzah. You will eat it with bitter herbs." They are getting a second chance. It's very interesting that this mitzvah of Pesach Sheni is one of the only commandments that does not come from God, but actually the people are requesting of God of the mitzvah. Why? Because they want a second chance. Rabbi David Stavsky, of blessed memory, a modern Orthodox rabbi of this generation, writes that time is the healer. Time is the healer of the issues that we as Jews in America face today. And what are those issues? Flight from our own Judaism, flight from the values that our parents taught us. But he writes, we know that flight is only temporary. He understands that when we live life with a second chance, or as a second chance, when we are derech rechoka, when we are far away from each other and far away from ourselves, He knows that when we live life as a second chance, we will come back. We will come back. And so this Shabbat during graduation season, I think we should follow the advice of Salman Khan, who found it in Parshat Bahalotecha, to live life as a second chance. For each one of us, even though we may not be wearing a cap and gown over the next few days, to be our own graduate this Shabbat, and to give us ourselves that second chance. Shabbat Shalom.